Tonight's the night. One of the best lunar eclipses in years, and a combination plate of real stuff, hype, and folklore. But it really should not be missed. The partial eclipse begins at 9:07. The black bite taken out of the moon will keep growing, and then strangely turns red at some point before 10 p.m. The weirdest looking part happens then too, when the moon is not quite total, but has its most bizarre shape. Then at 11 minutes after 10, you'll see the total eclipse for the next hour. Expect very uneven lighting on the moon, with its top brighter and yellower and the bottom darker and redder. This is also the night of the harvest moon. And tonight is also perigee. In fact, it's the closest moon of the year. So as the eclipse is in progress, the moon arrives at its largest size of 2015. Now, okay, tonight's moon is 14% bigger than this year's smallest full moon, last March. But in truth, 14% is barely noticeable. More dramatic is to watch this moon rise right at sunset, because then it will look truly enormous. That's because of the famous moon illusion, which blows up all objects close to the horizon. This very close full moon will affect the tides. We will have the year's highest and lowest tides today, and especially tomorrow. Recently, the media have started calling total lunar eclipses blood moons. But as you'll see, the actual color of the eclipse is coppery, like a penny, more like orange. They also call a close moon a mega moon. But again, you'll barely see any difference, except when the moon is low and rising. Yet, beyond the hype, this is a cool event. After all, when have you ever seen the harvest moon get totally eclipsed? And when is the moon eclipsed just as it reaches its closest to Earth of the whole year? This combination gives this eclipse a huge wow factor. Let's hope for clear skies at 9:07 tonight. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.